How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Megan Lynch. The Illinois Fire Marshal's Office investigating a possible house explosion in Godfrey. It happened late Monday in the 300 block of Meadowlark Drive. The Godfrey Fire Department activated a second alarm to bring additional crews to the scene. We're told a mother and one of her adult children were inside the home. Our partners at Fox 2 spoke with a neighbor.
Bunch of smoke and flames on the one side of her house coming up, and all the neighbors came out. They were trying to help wake them up or get them up, and thankfully everybody's okay.
This explosion and fire comes just days after three people were killed in a reported explosion at a home south of Troy, Illinois. A new state audit finds the city of Arnold has been improperly taxing residents for years.
A real lack of transparency here. They're operating in the shadows.
Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick, after his audit into the city of Arnold, found they are using a transportation development district to improperly impose a 1% sales tax on residents. According to Fitzpatrick, the city was unable to show on a map any viable projects, but continued to tax residents and purchase properties.
I think they want to turn that neighborhood into a commercial development. They want to have more retail. They want to have more non-residential development in that area. And they're using the TDD as a front to purchase these properties.
Asked about criminal charges, Auditor Fitzpatrick says he will make sure Attorney General Catherine Hanaway has a copy of the report and adds they referred the Arnold City Attorney to the Jefferson County Prosecuting Attorney's Office on misdemeanor charges for misrepresenting himself as counsel for the TDD. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX has reached out to the city of Arnold for comment. There's a 1% sales tax hike on the ballot today in the counties of St. Louis and St. Charles called Proposition F. Former Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider tells KMOX he's concerned vulnerable people living paycheck to paycheck will not be able to afford it.
If this is a great idea now, it'll be a great idea next year. So I would not vote for this in April, even if you think you might want to vote for it, because we need more time to study it.
Many faculty and students hope today's election will bring a change on the St. Charles Community College Board of Trustees. Three people running, one unopposed, the other two longtime board members. That's why an instructor of political science at the community college is counting on St. Charles voters to make a change.
Gabe Harper wants to see the board go back to the rule of previous administrations when there was public input from students, staff, faculty, and the people who are the ones who ultimately fund the school.
Three seats open on the Board of Trustees, but only on two of those seats is it a competitive race. One person is filling out someone's term who retired, and that person is running unopposed. But we do have two persons who are running for re-election to the Board of Trustees, and we have two people who are challenging them for those seats. And so what a lot of us would like who work at the college and who are involved in what's going on and deeply concerned about this is we'd like to get people on the board who are more responsive to students, to faculty members, to staff members, and to the general public, because this is a community college.
Harper says many in the St. Charles Community College, as well as the public, feel excluded. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Requests for St. Charles Community College to comment were not acknowledged. Proposition RT, if approved by voters today, would allow all St. Charles County residents to freeze their property taxes, not just senior citizens. While property taxes only generate a small piece of the county's revenue, the fire district and school district would be hit hardest, according to collector Michelle McBride.
We're looking at probably at least 70,000 more primary homeowners, so it would triple that impact, potentially resulting in $15 million worth of reduction in revenue to the political subdivision.
McBride says the districts would have to budget like someone who was working a job knowing they would never get a raise while costs rise. Alton City Council members need a little more time to study a resolution that would scale back the local tourism bureau's funding. In a committee session Monday night, the council voted to delay a vote on the proposal until at least May 15th. From the KMOX business desk, an historic Mississippi River property in Lee May is for sale. The School Sisters of Notre Dame selling their 17-acre campus that includes their mother house built in 1895. Known as Sancta Maria, the campus has an asking price of $6.8 million.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.